The drought crisis worsens in the Horn of Africa. Believers see success on a green thumb project in Mexico, and a ministry marks success in its inaugural year. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The United Nations says famine in Somalia has now spread to the Bay region of the south central area of the country. The announcement means that half of the country's population is in crisis, as evidenced by the thousands who arrive daily at the Dadaab refugee camp in Kenya. Food for the Hungry's Alex Mwaura says of the new arrivals,
"The emotional and physical strain on families is evident. And when they come into Kenya, they're neither sojourners nor have they reached home."
FH already had a presence in both Kenya and Ethiopia. They're already helping with food, medicine, and water, and they're looking to do more. Pray that God would continue to use Food for the Hungry's multiple outreaches to bring relief and the hope of Christ to people.
Safety and protection is one of the key things to pray for. The other is for wisdom and guidance. And I would mention that God would strengthen the staff.
Next, southern Somalia had a perfect storm brewing of drought, famine, and war. Today, more than 12 million people need food aid to survive in the neighboring countries. International Aid is helping a partner who's been in Kenya since 2003. These partners have an established distribution system to get aid where it's needed. But the scope is overwhelming. Keep praying for the team as they work in the name of Christ. They need help. Details at our website. You're listening to Mission Network News. The rising costs of food throw many ministry budgets into chaos. But Buckner's Foster Group home in Mexico City decided to grow their own. Buckner's Juan Carlos Meehan was immediately faced with two problems.
The land is not good, and sometimes the people have water, but they don't know how to manage this water.
Last year, Buckner launched a hydroponics program and built a greenhouse on the roof of the group home.
Hydroponics is not expensive, and it's easy to understand and to learn. We have 43 greenhouses around Mexico's Republic, and it's working.
Their approach became an innovative hunger solution for the community. Not only did their recent harvest bring more than 1,000 pounds of tomatoes, but it also brought gospel opportunities.
Those activities that we have as a Buckner team is giving another idea for the people to understand that we're not to talk to them about religion. We are want that they discover our relationship with Jesus Christ.
Meanwhile, a first often marks a rite of passage that includes independence, growth, and excitement. Cure Niger is getting ready to mark its own first in October with its one-year anniversary. Among the highlights was a visit from a free-to-smile team of 8 medical professionals. They treated 30 kids with cleft lip and palate. Cure's focus is transformation through Christ, but the outer transformation was obvious with a child's first smile. We have the full story at our website. And some estimates say this group represents as many as 80 million people without access to Scripture.
As hearing people, it is very easy for us to not notice deaf people.
But Jim Dowsett says Wycliffe Bible Translators has far from forgotten the deaf. They're expanding their outreach.
Wycliffe wants to get God's word to his world, and the deaf are part of God's world. They have not had ready access to the Scriptures in the past. Now Wycliffe is more pointedly attempting to get the Scriptures to the deaf.
They're doing that by partnering with DOOR, Deaf Opportunity Outreach International. Dowsett will serve as a consultant.
Sign languages are the heart languages of deaf peoples, not a written form. Even an easy-to-read version of a written language is often accessible to deaf.
Pray this partnership will accelerate translation and get the word to more people faster. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You're always looking for great missions resources, right? Well, we've got one for you. It's Slavic Gospel Association's Faith, Hope, and Love, a pictorial book with selected scripture verses in both English and Russian, helping you to see SGA's work in the former Soviet Union more clearly. Get your free copy of Faith, Hope, and Love. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.